here's a story from The World.
Chinese tourists are free to travel abroad again, and many countries like the Philippines can't wait for their arrival. That's because their economy relies heavily on tourism, and Chinese tourists are the Philippines' second largest market. Reporter Ashley Westerman visited the Philippines' most popular beach to find out how people there are feeling about welcoming visitors from China.
At Dive Guru's dive shop on Boracay Island's Powder Puff White Beach, Max Cawed is demonstrating how to use a dive vest to first-time divers.
When you inflate, you add air. No?
Cawed pushes the button on one of the vest's many dangling hoses.
When we reach the bottom of the ocean, we're going to add a little bit of air. Short burst. This is to maintain.
Customers mulling about are a welcome sight for Ga Arboleda, the dive shop's general manager. She also manages the attached restaurant and boutique hotel. Boracay Beach saw over 2 million visitors in 2019, but businesses like Arboleda's lost a ton of revenue in 2020 and 2021 because of the pandemic.
We did not really earn a lot, but still we can survive.
How much in percentage do you think you lost?
Oh my God, that's a lot. Maybe like we lost maybe like 80%.
Like every year, 2020, 2021?
Yes. The last quarter of 2021 got a little better, Arboleda says. Filipinos started traveling domestically again. Revenge travel, fueled by being cooped up for 2 years, experts say. The government numbers show tourists visiting Aklan Province, where Boracay is located, jumped over 400% between 2021 and 2022. Now, Arboleda has high hopes for this year.
In the tourism point of view, we're hoping that Chinese will come.
Earlier this month, China decided to let people travel abroad again. Phoebe Oreno, a tourism official with Aklan Province, says tourism in the region is projected to grow more than 100% in 2023.
We're assuming that in the first quarter, we can already receive flights coming in from mainland China.
In fact, a tourism deal was signed with China when Philippine President Bongbong Marcos visited Beijing earlier this month. The government actually expects tourism to exceed pre-pandemic numbers.
Data-wise, the contributions of Chinese tourists to Philippine tourism cannot be undermined.
That's John Paulo Rivera, Associate Director of the Andrew Tan Center for Tourism at the Asian Institute of Management. Pre-pandemic, Chinese tourists racked up some $255 billion in global spending. He says it's the way Chinese do tourism that matters.
They go by mass tourism, huge amount of tourists. They come in buses, in ships, in planes. But then they are also characterized as tourists who actually spend much, no? Whenever they go to a country, because they spend so much on entertainment and luxury items.
But Rivera says the Philippines should be cautious of the impact more foreign tourists will inevitably have, particularly when it comes to the environment and ongoing pandemic. Back on White Beach on Boracay, one can hear Korean, Japanese, and even some Mandarin mixed in with the usual Filipino and English spoken here. A sign that tourism is picking up already. Dive shop manager Ga Arboleda laughs nervously when I ask her if she has any concerns about the expected influx of travelers. She, like several tourism workers we spoke with, didn't want to be critical.
Well, because we don't know what virus again will arrive. If, you know, we open the border already to all the people, right?
So only a proof of vaccination is required upon arrival in the Philippines, or a negative COVID test if the traveler is unvaccinated. And even though almost 94% of Filipinos are vaccinated, experts say with new variants on the horizon, more booster shots will be needed. It's a difficult balancing act, Arboleda says, trying to make a living and keeping her beloved employees safe and healthy. For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman, Boracay, Philippines.
From PNP.